everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of December 31st, 2012 through January 6th, 2013. Happy New Year, and pass the popcorn! It was a slow week in some ways, but there was some drama. This was the week when the full roster for Europeans came out, and after last week's Russian drama, this week the spotlight switched over to Italy, for whom the men's team consists of Paul Parkinson and Paolo Bacchini, which doesn't seem remarkable on the surface since they were the top two at Italian nationals, except that the Federation apparently decided they were actually going to send Parkinson and the younger bronze medalist Maurizio Zandron and send Bacchini only to Worlds, until Federation President Giancarlo Bolognini single-handedly overrode everyone else and said Bacchini was going to both. This caused a blow-up in the Italian Federation, with Vice President Franca Invernizzi and one of the council members resigning in protest, saying it was their call to make and not Bolognini's. Less fuss is being made about the other entries, with pairs and ice dance as one would expect, though ladies is slightly more complicated, with national bronze medalist Giada Russo not even an alternate for Europeans, the third spot instead going to fourth place Roberta Rodighiero and Francesca Rio also in the alternates despite a very low national finish. One assumes Russo will be going to Junior Worlds instead. All in all, the lineup for Europeans features 35 ladies, 30 men, 28 ice dance teams, and 16 pairs, though two of the ladies and two of the pairs will need to earn the minimum tech score, Russian Nicole Gosfiani and Czech champion Laura Ryazikova, both cases of little prior opportunity, and Belarusians Maria Paliakova and Nikita Bochkov, and Bulgarians Elizaveta Makarova and Larry Kinchides, relatively new teams, but maybe slightly dicier prospects with their failures to earn it already. But there will be consistency between Europeans and four continents. The two-week mark before the entry deadline for the latter hit this week, and the ISU declined to change the tech score minimums for that competition either. On the other side of the world, Korean Nationals was this week and featured Yuna Kim for the first time since 2006, which caused tickets to sell out in minutes and officials comment on the usefulness of having the younger skaters getting to skate in front of a bigger audience than usual. Things actually didn't start out well for her in the short. She fell trying to go into her triple lutz triple toe and then could only do a single jump, but then she attached the triple toe to her flip and after that was perfect all the way through the long program, which should of course include the triple lutz triple toe done right the first time. She totaled 210.77 points after thinking she wouldn't break 200, and so remains undefeated at Korean Nationals, picking up her fifth senior title. Behind her, after the short, the very young Dabin Choi was a hundredth ahead of Soyoung Park, but Park pulled ahead in the free despite a fall by rotating everything while getting much higher presentation scores. Choi's triple toe attempt in the free was fully downgraded. Haijin Kim didn't have as good a competition, falling twice and losing a combo in the free to come in fourth, 10 points back of Choi, though she should get to go to four continents due to age rules alone. Most of the top 10 is underage. One may say Yuna's going to Worlds was predetermined, and in the men, it actually was just by who had the tech score minimum. Her current training mate, last year's champion Jinseo Kim, is the only one with it, though he didn't repeat. Instead, Jun Hyung Lee won his first title by minimizing his mistakes, though he didn't go for the triple axel. Jinseo went for one in the short and two in the free, with disastrous results all three times. He totaled two falls in the long. Still, he had much, much higher technical difficulty than any of the five guys in the competition, and it was close. Lee won 183.68 to 181.34. Bronze medalist Dong Wang Lee was a little further back. He didn't try the triple axel either, didn't have the best short, and made bigger mistakes in the free, popping a lutz and fumbling a way under-rotated double axel. Kyung Ah Cho won the junior ladies after short program winner Joo-hee Kim crashed down to 8th, and Jun Hwan Ta won the junior men by quite some way. There was a small international competition this week, the inaugural New Year's Cup in Bratislava, Slovakia, with senior events in singles and ice dance, all three of which were pretty well dominated by the winner, but with much closer finishes between the silver and bronze medalists. At 207.81, Swede Alexander Majorov was the only man to even break 180, let alone 200, and he had a good short and a mostly good free, though he fell on his partially under-rotated quad and his triple axel on the ladder. Despite their close finish, silver medalist Chiu Ting Ronald Lam from Hong Kong was over bronze medalist Michael Christian Martinez from the Philippines in both programs. Both had one major error in the short program. In the long, Lam landed a triple axel triple toe, but singled two more axels in a loop. Martinez had only a singled axel, but made other errors. Sarah Hecken won the ladies with two more or less clean programs, a triple-triple in the short, and a 146.45 total. Austrian Kirsten Frank was initially fourth after the short, where she fell in a partially under-rotated Salchow, but aside from a doubled lutz, she made no huge errors in the free, moving up to second and knocking Monika Szymanczykova down to third. The Slovakian had been second after the short, but even there, she fell in a partially under-rotated flip, and in the free, she singled the flip and had three more downgrades, one major. Italian Charlene Guignard and Marco Fabri won a five-team ice dance competition, scoring 149.36. Here, too, the silver medalists had to come back. Home team Federica Testa and Lucas Soli were initially behind Germans Tanya Kolbe and Stefano Caruso, but after getting the lower tariff in the short dance, they got the higher tariff in the free to make the difference up. There were junior competitions in the singles only. British skater Jack Newbery came back from third to inch out the win over French short program winner Timofey Novokin, and Nicole Rejikova got the home team a gold in the ladies. It was a busy week for Stars on Ice. After doing two shows, the Japanese edition of the tour opened in Osaka, though sadly without Takehiko Kazuka, who is currently focused on the recovery of his right foot and preparing for the Olympic season. Another Japanese show also resulted in another announcement of a post-Olympic retirement. Daisuke Takahashi was the one to say this time the next season will be his last. Malasada also spoke of her future plans, which include going to Canada after next weekend shows in Tokyo to get some changes to her short, then going for the triple axel in four continents and worlds. Highlights of the show itself included Sean Sawyer and John Kerr lifting each other in the opening, Yuzuru Hanyu going just for triple axels this time and pulling some, if not all of it off, Ilya Kulik pulling off Paris moves with wife Ekaterina Gordieva while doing a joint number with Kim Navarro and Bent Momentry, Johnny Weir initially skating to Bjork, but then after the first show, switching to Swan Lake, Kurt Browning getting a standing ovation for singing in the rain, and he and Philippe Candelero both having interactions with the front row. But even outside the shows, there were quite a few interviews this week, including one with Evgeny Plushenko, who admitted to crying in practice after surgery because he couldn't even land three of his triples, and doing his programs in four shows in Europe because he'd signed on to do those shows and needed the mileage on the programs, and was glad he was able to land the triple axel among other triples for the first time at these shows. Amid recent Federation drama, he was quick to say he was on very good terms with the Federation and repeats he may even do Worlds, but that his health is now his priority. Congratulations are also in order for him. Today, in the early hours, his wife, Yana Rudovskaya, gave birth to their first child together, Alexander, weighing 2 kilograms, 800 grams. Mother and baby both seem to be doing well, with Plushenko tweeting what his Facebook translates as, "Now I hold in the hands my son, thanks to God and my Yanochka." Another recently injured party, Alyssa Cisney, confirmed she is back on the ice and, despite some doubt until very recently, is now definitely competing at U.S. Nationals. She notes that while she is keeping her short from last season, Mariner's Wave is choreographing her a new Free, the music for which she is currently keeping under wraps. Another American party talking again was Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnappier, who talked about how they thought they could have skated better at the NHK Trophy but were still extremely happy to win a medal, and now have made the national title their goal. They also spoke of height difference, saying despite its aid in lifts and throws, it does make their spin elements harder to manage, and also the importance of how long they've been together. They will be the team at Nationals this year that have been together the longest. They weren't the only pair of skaters talking about the importance of staying together this week. So was Ty Babilonia, first guest of the new video podcast, The Skating Lesson, done by Jennifer Kirk and skating blogger David Lees, more commonly known as Aunt Joyce. She has been working on a memoir in which she goes into depths of some of the darker chapters of her life and will soon be submitting a proposal on it to publishers. In her lengthy interview with Kirk and Lees, she talked about her unhappiness with the current state of pair skating, criticizing, among other things, the unwillingness of today's teams to stick together when things get rough, talking about how she and Randy Gardner stuck it out even when she grew to near his height. The way she sees it, puberty might throw a pair off for a couple of years, but they ought to work through it if they can. She also criticized USFSA officials for ignoring her when she attempts to talk to them about this, saying they ought to recruit her and other veteran skaters to talk to younger skaters about the need to stay together, and also thinks they could have her, Kirk, and other eating disorder survivors talk to young skaters about that. The interview discussed in details her struggles and the sport's eating disorder problem, with Kirk voicing the opinion change will need to be spearheaded by the sport's current skaters rather than by officials. Mitch Moyer, the USFSA's senior director of athletic high performance, felt the need to address Babilonia's comments in this interview, making a statement saying they do listen to older skaters and help them and younger skaters connect, but tend to do it with the bigger names the skaters themselves are interested in talking to, and that over the eating disorder issue, they've connected skaters to other acknowledged survivors as well as nutritionists, and conclude, "Nothing Ty said is stuff we haven't been working on. We plan to have a meeting at Nationals with the coaches to address the pair issue. We all have to come together. We did this concerning dance 20 years ago when it was our weakest discipline." Speaking of splitting pairs, Evgeny Krasnopolsky this week followed newly ex-partner Daniel Montebano in ice partner search. He, by the way, indicated he's not willing to relocate either, and he didn't sound like he's willing to compete for anywhere other than Israel. Over in Britain, the 8th season of Dancing on Ice premiered today amid accusations of one pair of partners breaking up each other's relationships denied, and of Pamela Anderson getting special treatment. The first 6 pairs competed this week, with an elimination then being done from among them. The best pair of the first half proved to be Matt Lipinskas and Brian Delcourt, who skated to Chris Brown, but the judges loved it anyway, giving him a score of 24 out of a possible 40 points, 3 ahead of second place Beth Twaddle and Dan Whiston, who took advantage of her gymnastic ability to do tricks in a routine Karen Barber loved, but the other 3 judges didn't quite so much, saying she needed to perform more. Anderson and Matt Evers came in third with 18.5 amid comments from the judges that she'd been a little too nervous. But then her inability to get votes struck, as she ended up in the bottom 2 with Keith Chegwin and Ola Shorotenko, who had been in last place but only 3 points behind Anderson and Evers. Still, one would have expected the obvious outcome from that skate-off, except that said in her second routine, Anderson suffered not only from more nerves, but from a very big wardrobe malfunction in the end. So by unanimous vote, the four judges this season started it with a shock elimination of the show's biggest name. Anderson apologized to Evers when the verdict was announced. So it seems going to the ice from Dancing with the Stars doesn't serve one well. But down in Belgium, Kevin van der Perren has been the latest skater to indicate going to Dancing with the Stars from the ice does. It was the semifinals of Belgium's version of Strictly Come Dancing this week, and he had partnered Teresa van Dipte, narrowly won a three-way cha-cha-cha face-off over TV personality Eline de Munck and her partner Armin Aronojan. And if their Argentine tango to Skyfall and English waltz to Nora Jones didn't match de Munck's and Aronojan's jive, they beat their tango. De Munck and Aronojan ended up with a higher total, but only by a point, 108 to 107 out of a possible 120 points. The third couple, older actor Lucas van de Eind and partner Leila Akkelik, were weaker in all three dances and were duly eliminated. The final is next week between the first two couples. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.